Going on, everybody. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
Hey, I'm Steve.
I'm dying.
And I am Nick. So, you know what? That actually works out perfectly for a entrance into it. So, what was everyone's, we're recording on Saturday, what was everyone's Friday like,
folks? We were all there.
We were all there, even Steve.
Yeah. It was like the Power Rangers reunion.
It's like, there's a picture on my phone that looks like me trying to Zord you or something. Yeah.
You're just in your drunken stupor. It's like, let's take a picture, and you just pick me up. And you're like trying to hold me, like hand somebody your phone at the same time. It's like, take a picture! Take a picture!
Do it!
And Dante's like, nobody knows that you're holding him. It just looks like a blurry fucking picture. I'm just like, you're right.
Worth it. I can't even tell really what's happening. I'll put it on the Twitter, because it's just like,
that's true cinematography.
It definitely wants, Marcus looks like he wants to die.
You got the best angles.
That one.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Didn't you snap that?
You put that one up on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah. This night was rough. But it was great.
So
too much fun.
How did it start for everyone else? For everyone, for me, I basically got off from work. I was chilling. I'm like, all right, Alex doesn't get back till a little later. I went, got a six pack at the Hound. I was just chilling, drinking that, and then she came back, and that was right when you hit me up about going out and everything. Yeah. And I was just like, all right, well, I got nothing better to do. Alex said she's down for it, so yep, we'll be there. And pretty much just went to Murph's and pounded back some Wells, pounded back some Yinglings, and that was my night in total. Night. I wore a Santa Claus hat.
You did?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I kept stealing the hat from, I don't know if I stole it from you.
Everyone kept stealing it. Yeah. I am shocked I actually ended up back home with it.
How's it feel?
It was a mysterious
How's it fucking feel? Is it good?
It feels good.
Marcus, did you lose a hat?
Not last night, but in general, yeah, I had somebody.
Maybe you should stop trying to make a statement being cool. Like, ooh, I'm Mark's over hat.
I like hats. Fuck you.
I mean, I wear beanies during the winter.
Don't stifle my creativity.
Yeah. Is that a pure link to your Ash Ketchum bit? Like, you put it on and turn back.
This isn't a phase, Mom. I like hats. Okay,
you understand me.
Don't.
So, how was everyone else's night?
I felt like I was slowly dying because I had a cold.
So also was, struggling with a cold.
Yeah.
So was I.
There was that. But, met up with Lizzie and Gabby, and then we went, Lizzie swiped us all into the dining hall for Friday. Fantastic.
Thanks for the invite. I won first.
Hey, man.
I don't think I ever want to step into the York College dining hall again.
Yeah, until somebody's like, yo, look, I got a swipe. And you're just like, I'm hungover. Let's go get some scotch.
No. You can go to the dining hall. You can bring it to me, okay? Because I'm that much of a diva.
They'll spit in it.
I only have the red jelly beans. Pick all the other ones out.
Guess who's starving then? Because my ass is going to be like hunched over, smelling like Murph's. They're like, oh, what? They're swiping us in. Alright, cool. I'm with it. Like,
but here's the thing. If you sleep, you forget that you're hungry, so it's fine.
I mean, you could have sleep for dinner. It's a free meal.
When you're so broke, you have to go to bed for dinner.
But I mean, Lizzie swiped us in, and I had eaten something before that, but she was like, we're going. And then we get there, and she swiped all of us in. So I'm just like, I'm not going to waste this, so I'm just going to eat more. And then by the time I was done, I had like the freaking, like, meal sweats going on. I'm just like, shouldn't have done that. That was a terrible idea.
We used to bring, like, fucking Tupperware containers to Fritter Friday and then throw it in our backpacks, just like, fritters. Save these for the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
I saw this this one post one time about, just about dining hall shit, and they were saying, like, oh, you could take, like, one piece of fruit with you, and some kid tried to argue that a watermelon was a piece of fruit.
I mean, it is.
He tried to take the entire watermelon, which I would have paid to see. Like, yeah, I want to see that argument happen.
Sir, go ahead. Like, this is dope.
Like, but is he wrong, though? Is he wrong? Well,
this is why he sliced them out first.
Like, your college has one of those policies, like, you can't take, you can take, like, a piece of fruit or, like, a sandwich out or something like that, but anything else. But there was one day I was like, I'm taking, like, 3 pieces of pizza to go. And the woman at the counter, she's like, you can't take that much pizza. She's like, do you want it back? And she just stared at me, like, so pissed off. She's like, this motherfucker. He's right.
I mean, yeah.
It's like that time again where we mentioned in one of the previous episodes where we were at the dining hall and I had half a cheeseburger. And I'm, like, walking out and they're just like, Gabby's like, you can't take that. I'm just like, are they going to take it back from me?
Do you want to put it back out on the platter?
Yeah, like, if you are physically going to take half of the cheeseburger that I'm fucking eating, it deserves to be on the fucking platter. You got it, ma'am.
I will high-five you after you do that.
Yeah. You see, though, Luke, if after you took the pizza, she's like, you can't do that, and you're like, do you want it back? If she's like, yes, you should have just taken the pizza, but...
Yes.
And like, you want it back now?
The grease is off. There you go.
I just made it healthier.
It's like this one time, like forever ago back in high school, I was at a basketball game, and my one friend was sitting next to me, and she had this lollipop, and I was just like, dude, why didn't you get me one? She was just like, you want it? And like, pops out of her mouth, and was like, taunting me. I just take it and pop it in, and was like, fuck you!
Yeah.
And like, she sat there pissed, like, that I actually took her lollipop. I was like, don't fucking do that shit if you want the lollipop taken. Yeah, don't try to play me, fuck you. But yeah, we did that, and then we went to a recital for their friend, and it was funny because the entire time, it's Gabby, me, Lizzie, and their roommate Abby, and you know the recital is supposed to be serious, and you're not supposed to like laugh or do anything. And Gabby and I are trying our hardest not to fuck up this guy's like senior recital.
Why are you laughing at him? That's what I want to know.
It wasn't even that. It was just
he was funny looking, you know.
He's a weird looking dude. We gotta make fun of him.
it was a senior recital. And he was a percussionist, but it was just like, I'd never seen anybody, and it wasn't even a xylophone, it was like a Mabira or some
marimba.
Yeah, what the fuck ever. But this guy has like 4 mallets, 2 in each hand, just going stupid, and I'm just like, I've never seen this in my life, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
But it sounded like background music, and he's just like, and he's like, just beating it up, and then there's this one where it was just straight percussion. But it was the most random shit ever, and we're just like, and it was a piece that somebody's written, and you know, like, weird existential pieces, it's like, is this music, or like, what, but we're just like, what the fuck, like, what is going on right now, and Gabby and I are trying so hard, like, and you have to be quiet, because it's a music recital, so it's just like, right then is when you have to cough, and you have to sneeze, you have to fart, and you have to laugh,
everything simultaneously,
yeah,
boom,
yeah. Then we went to the bar, and then that bar happened, and at, like, 4 in the morning, after the bar, we went to Amanda's place to hang out for a bit, and then it was snowing, but I was dying of a cold, and I'm just like, fuck it, I'm gonna brave the frozen tundra, I'm gonna go to Wise, I'm getting fucking NyQuil and DayQuil right now.
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah, like, 4 or 5 in the morning, as it's snowing,
dude.
And I'm, like, driving at 20 miles per hour, just like... I don't, like, my give a fuck was broken because it was that bad at 4 in the morning. And I went home, and I got home around, like, 5-ish, and I took NyQuil. I was like, fuck this.
I'm done.
I'm going out on my terms today.
That's
fuck this shit.
I woke up at, like, 5 or 6 in the morning. My stomach felt like someone was just punched me, like, 50,000 times. I, like, filled up the tub and just laid in there like a fetus.
Oh, my God.
You see him just, like, taking one of those stairs?
Did you curl up into the fetus position?
I
mean. The fetus position? Is that what you fucking said?
The fetal.
Fetal.
You said fetus.
I didn't say the fetus.
Like,
I'm in the fetus position. Because I'm a baby. I talk like one.
If you were to, like,
oh, no, you're not even
shot.
A baby yet.
If you were to get an aerial shot, you would just see a naked man in a tub going, oh, my stomach!
Get a drone flying by, just
Steve would pop his head up, so I'd be like, wait, is that a drone in the bathroom?
That's
what the hell?
I started texting you about.
I mean, that's what I figured, but...
I was like,
What did it end up being, like, a bad poop?
And then I was like, Maggie, I think I need to go to the emergency, not the emergency room, but the Med Express. And
yeah, one of those general carriers.
And then I farted, and I was like, Maggie, I think it's gone.
That might be good.
How did I know it was going to be something like that?
She turns to me and goes, I swear to God, if that's what it was, I would be so upset. I'm just going to make fun of you so hard. I'm like,
that was a...
And I, like, played it off for a little bit.
You're like, no, it still hurts some. It just felt a little bit better. But it really seems like, I feel free.
I was on Tuesday with my friend Aaron and her friend Courtney and Jamie. And her one friend, Courtney, was just... Same thing. She's like, I'm fucking gonna die. I'm gonna die right now. Like, it's so bad. And then just like, you just have to fart. You just have gas. Like, it was fucking hilarious. But that's, you reminded me of that. Because you're just like, this is how it ends.
I was looking up appendicitis. I was like, is this what appendicitis feels like?
Is this happening to me?
Is this what it is? Am I gonna die in 24 hours? Oh my God.
No, you just had to toot.
I never had that pain before. It was so awful.
Yeah, it happens.
The worst is when you feel like you have a literal brick in your stomach.
And that's what it felt like.
And you just have to like go to the bathroom and exercise those demons.
When you felt it coming, you should have been holding a lighter, see if you got any flame.
Yeah, get all that,
Flame on!
Oh, God, stop it.
Y'all, the Infinitos
Oh, no, stop. Infinitos is the worst.
Infinitos. He says that he's like, I haven't eaten dinner yet.
It's like, I want a lot of cheap food that's unlimited. 2 hours later, I immediately regret this.
I had some last weekend, and it was pretty fucking good.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, like, it's good. It's just the after.
Once you open that door to leave, you're like,
you see Luke immediately just drop his pants and shit. Yeah,
it's like, nope, need to do this.
This is a normal occurrence. Man comes up with a mop, just like mopping his shit.
That's the worst job ever. Like, you know, the sidewalk poop mopper.
You just hear over the loudspeaker. Yeah, can we get Reginald? We got another mudslide outside.
Another mudslide. Can't believe I get minimum wage
like
for this shit.
He's but like the arch nemesis to the coffee man.
Reginald McMudslide.
Oh, God.
The worst job of them all.
Well, Reginald McMudslide hates the coffee guy because, you know, coffee's
it's
a laxative.
His fault.
Exactly.
You did this. No more coffee at Infinitos. Who eats pizza and coffee anyway?
People that want to shit immediately.
Forget laxatives.
They're thinking ahead.
Like,
you know.
They don't. They're like, I know in 2 hours this is going to be bad, so here, coffee? Yes, thank you. Let me just get this over with.
Oh, that's going to give me, like, fucking nightmares. Just pizza and coffee? Wow. What?
How about a coffee pizza?
That wouldn't be bad.
Like a dessert pizza?
Yeah.
Like a coffee cake pizza.
Yeah,
that'd be delicious. Yeah. But like coffee on pizza? Like.
But if you had a coffee cake pizza with coffee, that probably wouldn't be that bad either.
I want a chicken bacon ranch pizza. I'm going to just dip it in my coffee.
Oh!
No, coffee pizza, no. Not happening.
Although, just weird combinations.
This is very French of you.
I have a cigarette, too. Just like, the pizza in my coffee.
Wow, so you're just asking to be blowing up that toilet in a few minutes.
Excuse me, can we lock this behind me? It's for your own safety, man.
Luke opens up the door, just a gaseous green cloud floating out afterwards.
It's like a mushroom cloud.
Exactly.
Fucking door just slowly warps and like...
It's like starts disintegrating.
Yeah. Woo! You do not want to go in there. Oh, God.
So, just like Shaky Jakes all over again.
Oh. I do love Shaky Jakes.
That was Shaky Jakes. Speaking of just odd combos, I had a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich the other day, and I toasted it, and it was all nice and crispy, and I just dunked it in my hot chocolate, and I was like, This is great. This is what diabetes tastes like.
They're like, sweet, sweet diabetes.
I can feel my blood slowing down.
Yep.
All right, boys, let's put it in overdrive.
His vision's blurred. That's just part of the process. He'll regain.
We think.
I don't think we can keep it going up here.
He's about to pass out. Boom, he's got a head wound. He's in the head of the stone.
Poor Gabby just get up like, oh, I'm fine.
Block the clog, it clogged the hole, quick!
That's how I felt after I left Skurve. Like, I was sitting there.
Block the hole?
No, I felt like I was just gonna die. Like, I was sitting there literally, like palm to face, kind of sitting there, just like leaning on Lizzie. Like, trying to snuggle up. Lizzie's just like, fuck you. You do this to yourself, pretty much. She's just like, you tell she's so annoyed. She's like, ugh. Because they all had, like, one plate, but me, when I was in Scarab, I was just like, everything!
You're like, free food is free!
Yeah, I'm just like, pizza, and, like, stir fry, and peaches, and applesauce, and fritters, and,
nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, and then they're all just like, it's a great day to be alive. I'm just like, I'm slowly dying.
I just got this image of you as a homeless person with a one of those like things and
pitchfork.
Was it like pitchfork? No, the stick and the
yeah,
with the fork at the end of
no,
it.
With the bandana.
Yeah, with the bandana. Just
filling it up. like a makeshift travel bag. Well, let's go.
Made it to Skurve. All right, that's what I want here.
Just ride off into the sunset.
It's the wrong 20s.
Stroganoff pizza? Why not? Stroganoff on the pizza.
Coffee and pizza? Like, no, that's too far.
Like, just seeping out the floor as you go.
It's like a trail leaving the fucking dining hall.
He's the human snail.
Your bag is leaking. Don't tell me how to live my life.
You don't know me. You don't know my life.
Are we coming out with the Coffee Man Sinister 6?
Gabby's gonna have a work cut out for it.
Exactly. So, Luke, how was your night last night? We never got over to you.
So we were on the bar till close, right?
I left a little bit early. I left around 1:30
before that.
Closing time.
Well, I'm really glad they don't play that song.
Yeah.
It's so fucking...
It's just Journey.
I hate that cliche.
It's fucking Journey.
Yeah.
But
Journey. But it's like, don't stop believing. You're gonna get laid tonight.
And then we all go home. And hang out.
And drink more.
And then fuck each other. What?
What?
When in Greek.
When in Greek. It was funny. I was talking with Gabby last night. I can't remember what we were talking about. But at one point, we were laughing. I'm like, well, you know, when in Rome. And she just looks. She's like, you mean when in Greek. And I'm like,
I remember
yes.
that, yeah. I was like, you've been listening.
Exactly. You've made a whole new thing now, Steve.
When in Greek.
Oh, yeah. I went back to... what's her name? Libby's and Sam's. And it was just us chilling with, like, a couple other people. It wasn't, like, because we had to keep it down because Libby had a final earlier today. But, so a few of us were chilling, but we ended up chilling till, you know, 9 a.m. No big deal. Yeah. Oh, wait, the sun's up.
Here comes the sun.
And then it stayed up. And it was like, should we go to bed yet? Apparently not. Like, not a good idea.
No! Sleep! Till Brooklyn!
Yeah, if only. I'd rather be in Brooklyn.
It's a far drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only, yeah.
It's alright, like, you're not sleeping until you get there.
But yeah, I'm a little in pain right now.
Going off of your...
So what else is new?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Your comment. Years ago, my friend Chelsea... She made this one joke where we were all, like, hanging out, whatever. For some reason, we were talking about sleepovers, and my friend Sheldon, I think it was my friend Sheldon, was like, yeah, like, you know, I just kind of wondered, because we were all dudes, like, what happened to chick sleepovers? And she's like, you know, they just hang out, just talk, you know, just lick each other's pussies and then go to bed. It was just like, we're like, wait, what?
Rewind one over there!
Can we do that?
We don't have pussies like
But can I just go to one of them? Like, be the one guy there? Like,
I mean...
I volunteer as tribute!
Same. Just have a flag, like,
you're just going to be...
Ma'am, do you require assistance with that?
You're going to end up being the sacrifice. You're going to be snoo-snooed to death.
Fine. Worth it. If I got to go out eating pussy, I'm not going to complain.
I mean, there's people that...
There are far worse ways to go.
Yeah, I'm going to be very happy on my way out.
Okay, to Europe?
It's like you're going to die today, but you get to... Do all you want. Yep. I'm okay with this. I've lived a good life.
It's a scarab of pussy. Eat all you want.
Hey.
You just got swiped in.
Drops. And if it smells bad, you don't have to take it. Like,
like, I mean, you know, go in, drop 60, and, you know, do it. Hey, man. I was on this thread in Reddit, and... I forget what the context was, but it was kind of talking about, like, bedroom stuff, and it was like, you know, and I compared it to basketball. I was just like, you know, if you come off the bench and you're having, like, a 20, 30-point game every once in a while, it's not a bad game. You're putting up solid numbers, but every once in a while, you got to black out and drop 60, and you got to learn what the fuck she's messing with. Same concept.
You gotta black out and drop 69, if you know what I mean.
Hey, I mean, you don't have to do the most all the time, but every once in a while, you just gotta, you know, go a little hard in the paint.
Alright.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, it works the other way around as well. Like, I'm pretty sure there's, you know, ladies think, you know, I'm gonna fuck his night up tonight, and you're just sitting there, like, at the end of the bed, just like... What happened?
I'm okay.
Am I okay?
Am I okay? Do I need to go to the ER?
Should I call somebody? How does this work? Like, yes. What the fuck?
Send help. Whatever.
SOS. I could just see Luke, like, having, doing it by, like, a window or something. The girls just go to town, and Luke's like, I gotta tap out soon. Just, like, grabs one of his cigarettes, starts, like, doing SOS smoke signals out the window.
Smokers.
Hopefully there's a Native American watching somewhere.
Grabs his phone, is doing it with a flashlight.
Exactly.
Just, like, tapping the flashlight.
SOS!
Oh my God. Whenever you do have to tap out, it's just kind of like, all right, like, there was one time I got a fucking leg cramp, like...
Charlie Ors!
Yeah, like, in my fucking quad, and I was trying to go, and it was just kind of like... It felt like the fucking title was on the line. I'm, like, in a submission.
You're like, I can fight this!
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, scurry and grab the rope or, like, kick out, and this is no avail. I'm just like, gotta tap! Gotta fucking tap!
Oh,
oh God! Don't wanna... Ring the bell!
Nope. Don't pussy out.
I mean, pussy in? What?
Okay. Yeah, I won't do that. I'm stupid.
Pussy in? Pussy out. It's an exercise. Just like, yep.
Is this learning to eat pussy with Luke?
The new podcast.
I want my own web series. Here's a church. Here's a
tutorial.
Open the doors and eat all the people.
It's definitely not going to be booty, that's for sure. It's
Luke. No butt stuff.
Tutorial 1. Yep. Tutorial 2. Tutorial 3. Why are there so many tutorials?
I feel like you came in looking for butt stuff. I'm sorry, that's Steve's line of work. You have to go to visit him at Steve YouTube. #Steve.
He goes by the moniker Sling Blade Steve.
That's so fucked up.
It really is.
Sling Blade.
Sling Blade Steve.
Have you seen Sling Blade?
The room smells like French fried potatoes after
you're
done.
Oh, God.
You're mean. You're so mean.
I don't reckon I want to kill nobody.
Mm-hmm. Let me push that. That was mean of him.
Get that grapefruit 101 rolling. That was, for anybody who's not seen, alright, there is a video of a woman where she takes a grapefruit and she cuts a hole out of the grapefruit and proceeds to show you how to give a blowjob.
Oh, right, right, yeah,
grapefruit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who the fuck figures this out? Like, who was the first person to just like, I'm gonna suck his dick through a grapefruit.
Like, I'm gonna put my dick in a grapefruit.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yep.
Of course, doesn't she say, like, oh, you want to have him blindfolded or something, like, so he won't know at first or something? Like,
I mean, sensory deprivation is all good and well, but that's, like, some extra shit. If you're, like, incorporate, like...
She's like, just wait. I remember, because he was like, just wait until you put it over the startle that he's going to make. Like, what?
Especially if you just grab that shit out the fridge. That's a cool-ass grapefruit. Fucking shrinkage season is real.
Oh, my God.
Warm the grapefruit up. Have some fucking courtesy, damn it.
Right, I always just go back to Seinfeld with one episode where a girl walks in right after George had just gotten out of the pool, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm really sorry. Like, just starts
glowing. I was in the pool!
It was cold.
But yeah, the grapefruit thing's so weird.
A little bit.
It really is.
I mean, you know, you do you, whatevs.
Hey, man, one in Greek, bro.
Try it with the watermelon next time.
Just pop in the microwave. Drill a hole, shake it up.
shake Sonora.
Shake your melon now.
Rock your body.
How do you believe
you? It's the best ending to any Tim Burton.
Make sure
movie
to stay
ever.
A screwdriver in there so that way you can mix it up a little.
That's right, kinda.
Yeah, you gotta slush it around. And then afterwards, you just, you know, put alcohol in the hole and you just.
Bring it to the party!
Yeah. Waste out whatnot, fuckers!
Native American this!
Every part of the watermelon will be used today.
In one way or another.
That kind of, like, who, again, who just thinks of this shit just like, man.
Let's have sex with fruit.
Yeah, I'm totally gonna.
What?
I'm a banger with this banana while she's blindfolded and she's not gonna know the difference.
What?
So your dick's curved?
Yeah, and is it just gonna smush for
it's gotta be a
she won't notice the difference.
It's gotta be unripened banana.
It's just like a very fucking hard dream. You're not unwrapping this.
You're gonna need a knife to cut this
out. Oh! Yeah, gross.
I call this one the Chiquita Blaster.
Oh my god, ew.
I mean, if it's, look, it's always a chocolate covered banana, right, Luke?
Yeah, totally.
Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up. It'll make for great podcast material.
But hey, you know, do it for the podcast.
I mean, I'd prefer if you did it, yeah, like, because it's our room.
Like, I'll take one for the team on just about anything for the podcast except butt stuff. So, sorry. This is where I draw the line.
You can find, like, ButtCon 2017.
I'll punch a cop, but I break the butt stuff.
Oh, dude!
Can we get that, like, what a nice fucking
plaque? I'd punch a cop, but I won't do butt stuff.
I want that, like, bronze in frame on a fucking...
On your mantle.
Yes! Yes! Or, like, a fucking, like, t-shirt and have it framed on my wall. Would I be will just punch like a cop, but I won't do butt stuff.
With the face just like me, just like...
Oh!
Snap a point.
Wow! Fucking, like, felony assault.
Yeah, well, at least I don't have poop on my dick.
I'm like, 10 minutes of aftercare versus, like, 10 years in jail.
Worth it.
I'd do anything for the podcast, but I won't butt stuff.
Punch a cop, though.
Punch a cop, though. This message brought to you by Luke Hoover.
That was the most random shit
I'm
ever.
Luke Hoover, and I endorse this message.
You heard it here, folks. Luke's gonna punch a cop for the podcast.
No, okay, I'm not saying I'm gonna go. That is not a threat to the York Police Department. I'm just saying...
911 right
now. Click if it came to...
Cops hate him, find out why.
I'm just saying, if it came to doing butt stuff or punching a cop, I'm gonna take the latter.
Cop listens to the podcast, he's just like, dude, I mean... I'm down with butt stuff. Why would you punch me instead? or vice versa.
Just
like,
yeah, I understand.
I get it. No,
I don't like butt stuff good. Either. Yeah, just I'll take it for you.
I'll take one for the podcast. Yes.
We like smile beforehand. It's like thumbs up, and then just like freeze
frame.
And then he tasers you and shoots you. Getting away with murder.
Blue wall of silence is a thing.
Oh Jesus.
Blue lives matter. Blue lives matter. No, they don't.
Smurfs?
No, the Blue Man Group.
I mean, they make fantastic music, so. But.
How did we get to there?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm back to the subject at hand. Who thinks of this shit? Like, who?
I forgot what the subject at hand
was. What is the subject at hand? Like,
we have free sex?
Weird sexual shit. Per usual.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, it's like, It's. I was just talking about this with somebody.
Can't wait for marriage to have sex.
Yeah, okay.
I can't wait. I hope it's fun.
We all know you're lying. The podcast listeners know you're lying.
Yeah, but you know it's.
Gotta it's keep fun to pretend.
But
anyway.
Anyway, it's like I was saying.
Sorry.
I was talking with somebody the other day about this, where they were just like, "Man, like, porn is so weird." Like, there's so much weird porn. And he goes, you gotta think, back when porn, like, really started and started getting, like, in the 70s, it was like, dude, girl, bush still there, bang, that was porn. And he goes, but people got desensitized to that, and they're like, I need the weird. And
Nope.
And I mean, I guess you could say that with almost anything, though. Like, it's things to keep us engaged, keep people engaged, it's like they have to keep getting progressively weirder. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's the same thing with, like, TV shows and whatnot. Like, you go back to
just pure shock
Happy time. Days, and now you look at it now.
Yeah, Teen Mom 2.
Exactly.
I disagree with that, because I just think people have different preferences, and that's
yeah.
how it works.
Right.
Like, you can't really say you develop
something. No, I'm not going to say as a general sweeping arc over it, but I think there is some truth to it that it's just, like, people crave... it's something new. And I remember this person was talking about the experience with food and whatnot, but it's like new things that people enjoy or find that they enjoy cause, like, you know, good hormones to
be
released.
Right. Euphoria.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't have to be sex or anything, but new things that people find they're like, oh, this is new, I've never done this before, and I really like this. So
on that topic too, like, you know, back with like fetishes and stuff back in the day, you know, it's completely frowned upon. But now we live in a society where it's more socially acceptable, like we're more accepting of each other, of kinks, like so.
Yeah, because before it was kind of like you said, it was kind of like guy, girl, bang, and everyone's supposed to be like, woo. Now it's kind of like
only after marriage in church.
Yeah. And now it's just like
and behind closed doors.
Yeah.
It's like mutant space
for
like,
procreative purposes only.
No fun. Don't you dare have fun while doing it.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. There we are.
Chip, chip, good show.
Yeah. But now it's like Mutant Space Dicks Volume 9. And it's just like, woo, we gotta save the planet. How are we gonna do that? We have to suck all the dicks. The space dicks. Again. For the 9th time. It's just weird shit. And like, that's the thing. You have to think about it. How easily accessible it is. So not only
especially now, yeah.
Yeah, not only that, people can make their own shit. It's just kind of like, what? So we have a budget of $10,000, and what are we going to do?
Bring in Dirk Diggler.
Like, let's do a parody porn of what are we going to do? Well, one hasn't been done yet. Everything has been done. What hasn't been done well? Well, okay, so Rachel Ray and Guy Ferrari are stuck in an RV.
Stop it.
And then Paul Dean pulls up.
I think he needs butter with that.
I'm so lost. Can you help me get home?
And don't forget Martha Stewart.
Oh, man, should I bake those cookies? Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do time. I can't be with a woman who's done time.
She knows things now.
She's seen things, man.
Uh-huh. I don't wonder if I have like a PTSD flashback from prison and shiv me while.
I mean,
But she just carries a shiv with her all the time.
Probably.
Are you going to pass up the chance to touch those glittered pine cones?
Probably not. I mean, come on, like, if Martha Stewart, like, came up to you, like, let's do it. I couldn't say no, because then you get to tell everyone.
I mean, it would be an interesting story.
Yeah, you can tell me, hey, I fucked Martha Stewart. Because everyone's gonna be like, weirdo. They're like, wait, how? Like, how'd that happen? Please tell me every detail.
Would you do it if Betty White approached you with the same proposition?
Yes.
Is she dead yet?
No, she's still kicking.
She's like 93 or something.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, it's weird. I don't know where I draw the line between Martha Stewart and Betty White. I don't know what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like a hypocrite, right? Like, Martha Stewart, cool. Betty White, maybe. Where's that line?
90 years old. Looks like I never thought I'd be having this discussion.
Yeah, like this. No, literally, I never thought this would ever be a topic of discussion.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can tune in every week to see Luke's will and will not bang list.
I feel like this list
top 10 for the week.
Yep, top 10 for every week.
I feel like this list is like we were talking last week with the squiggly line. We don't know quite where it's at.
Some is cool, other is like.
But again, man, you just gotta film it. It'll be some weird porn out there.
Okay, whoa. We're not like fucking doing revenge porn here. Not gonna film it. Like, I'm
going to jail for shit like that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, no,
actually,
because like no one's gonna like if you say like, if Martha Stewart came, she was like, yeah, I had the chance to fuck Martha Stewart. It was like, yeah, right.
Exactly.
No one's gonna believe you.
But if you say I did,
but you did. That's you see, all the difference.
But then, do you think a porn with Betty White would sell? Like, yeah. I think people would buy it out of morbid curiosity.
Yes, it fucking would sell in a minute.
You'd be surprised who gets offers. Like, once you could have some shitty TV show, and it's kind of like, ooh, TV show was alright, and then like next 3 months down the line, it's just like. $4 million offer to shoot porno. I was like, who wants to see that shit? But it's $4 million, so yeah.
It's like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Yeah, like
that's where I draw the line. Okay? Like, that's not happening.
Sugar Bear.
But I say, I've seen about 15 minutes of that show, and I was disturbed very much by it.
That's like. TV. I can't.
I do kind of hope Honey Boo Boo's okay, though.
I agree. She's just a little kid.
She turns out all right.
She's just a little kid, but...
I mean, I just feel bad because the mother started dating that pedophile, so...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
She literally started dating a pedophile?
Yeah. That's why the show got taken off the air, because she started dating a pedophile that actually molested her daughter.
Like, molested Honey Boo Boo?
No, not Honey Boo Boo.
One of her other daughters?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's just I don't keep up with this shit, but holy fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I didn't know that either.
Like,
she was like, oh no, he's changed. And they're, and what was it, TLC or whatever? They're like, no, what are you, we can't even do this. Yeah, this is awful. Like, sorry.
We're corporate whores, but we're not that slutty. Like,
you know what's bad when TLC is just like no, TV is just like a weird cesspool of shit now. It's always been, but now that it's like there's a gazillion networks and you can get satellites and stuff. Like my mother, bless her heart, watches Little Women of whatever the fuck, and the only selling point is. They're little
small,
people.
And they do normal people stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like everyday things.
It's so fucking infuriating. here's the thing. I'll come home. I'll sit down. I'll watch cartoons. Mm-hmm. I know cartoons are fucking goofy. They're goofy as fuck.
But they're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be goofy. And some of them are actually very intelligent. Right. Like, there's shit that you will catch because you're an adult that a child will not catch. Right. They won't get the references. And some of them are just
like all the double entendres.
Yeah, the double entendres. And some of them are just genuinely good cartoons. I'll watch goofy shit. I don't give a fuck. But you're gonna sit there and be like, well, you watch all this goofy shit. And then
you're watching little people.
Yeah. You're watching little people argue, and the whole selling point is that They're little people. Like, you fucking... Patton Oswalt said, he was talking about reality TV, and he was just like, when did this become cool? Like, he's just like, remember when you used to be at work, and you would say, man, I deal with dickheads and assholes all day, so let me go home and escape that. And now it's like, I deal with dickheads and assholes all day, so
and then I'm gonna go home and watch
Dickheads. Like, what the fuck? And it just makes my teeth hurt. And you're just like
she's grinding them.
Yeah. And it's just like, well, it's just like, you see the interview, it's just like, well, she said that I can't come to the party and this and that. And I'm just like, you're fucking like 30, like 9 years old.
It's like, okay, man.
I actually remember the first time I watched reality TV. And that was Survivor's first season.
Yeah.
Like the very first.
I feel like Survivor was one of the ones that really... It's like Survivor in the real world. I feel like they started that
fueled reality TV.
Yeah.
Because they do it so well. Like, they're... Well, didn't the real world get canceled kind of recently? Or...
Yeah.
But, like, within the past like, year or two after being on forever.
Yeah.
And then it's Survivor's on their, like, 30th season.
Oh, yeah,
or
Road Rules, too. That was...
Yep, like, Road Rules.
Yeah, and now it's just kind of like... I swear we could have our own TV show. We don't even have to do anything... Mm-hmm. Like, phenomenal. Or say, we could just go live our lives.
We'll just put on a GoPro, like, on our chest, and then...
And there's so much fucking editing that even if something doesn't happen, you have to think...
formulate to make it happen.
Yeah! They will backtrack and formulate to make it happen, because think about how much they're recording. They're recording 24/7.
And then you get just little excerpts, like an hour's worth of material each week, and they can formulate that plot that they want people to see.
It's so fucking for them too.
Yeah, it's just like it can be like, well, Luke and Marcus will now argue over cupcakes. It's like, fuck that! You knew that was mine!
Yeah, I'm so mad you took my cupcake. Garrett, you can have it, it's fine.
Cut! This isn't what we want. This is not your angle. Luke, I thought you were a theater major. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I'm an artist. This is so not artistic.
I have integrity!
I'm just like, this script sucks dick, bro. Like, what are we doing here?
This is a rewrite.
Yeah, that's...
I need Betty White in this scene.
Alright, so here's what's gonna happen. You go, fuck Betty White. You're gonna eat that cupcake made by Martha Stewart.
Can her old bones take it?
That'd be my main concern.
Can her bones take your bone?
Heyo! And she's like, oh yeah, let me show you this grapefruit trick I just learned.
I mean,
hold on, gotta take out the dentures first.
I was gonna say, you don't gotta worry about teeth.
I just got this disturbing panning down to Betty White's crotch with a cupcake in it.
Is it like a bush? Is there a bush there?
How in depth did you think about this, Steve?
this week on Luke's Eating Pussy Instructions, How to Deal with the Elderly.
Featuring Betty White.
He's gonna cram this cupcake, and I know he's saying, like, pans it up. She's my cherry pie!
Oh my god.
But the plus side is she doesn't menstruate anymore, so.
Or does she?
Oh,
no, she definitely doesn't. I don't know. Is there enough lube in the world?
It's just gonna be like the Sahara.
Oh, I mean, God. You can get like the Astroglide with a hand pump.
I read something somewhere one time. If your grandparents are old enough to still hold hands, they can still have sex. So.
They were always holding hands.
I understand.
Why do you have to do this to me?
Never going to Thanksgiving again.
Christmas is coming up. I'm going to see my step-grandparents just holding hands. Just like, damn it.
I'm out.
You see Luke just walk over and slowly just pick their hands apart.
Yeah. No.
No PDA.
I know what that means.
Yes.
Like, I know.
Grandpa, stop popping that boner!
I'm not looking at it. What? Why are you looking at your grandpa's dick?
I'm not. I'm just saying you're implying that it's there.
Grandpa's just, like, mashing up Viagra, putting this in his finger.
It's gotta get it.
But it
system
he
faster.
He puts it in the salt shaker.
Damn, no wonder I always have a boner after I eat.
How he shot it was weird, but now it makes sense.
This turkey's real good.
And it's not like a regular boner. It's like a boner on a sensu bean. This shit is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can bludgeon a bear to death with this thing. It's a melee
That's
weapon.
A lot of blood flowing.
That would yeah. be...
I didn't say I didn't get lightheaded. Hey, Marcus. Yeah? What's that random handle that you have screwed into the wall? That's for support when I get my Viagra and
hit the blackout. Hang on!
Yeah, it's my support
Look,
handle.
Look, I gotta hang on, so you know you have to hang on.
Yep, here we go.
The whole house tilts.
Clap twice. Fucking lights come out. Fucking Kenny Loggins comes on. Welcome to the... Danger Zone!
When they wait at the end of the stairs. I'm sorry, I just can't get off the bed. Marcus just falls down the steps.
Just right there.
And Betty White died that day in 2016.
It made for great podcasting material.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But, it was my friend told me one time that one of the highest STD rates are in old folks' homes because think about it. All they do is like
they don't need protection anymore.
Like Wheel of Fortune and Bumpin' Uglies. That's what 5 o'clock on Wednesday is.
Why do you think they eat so early? Because they're doing it all night.
What are you doing after bingo, girl? You know you.
I got the fuzzy socks, you know. They got the grippies on the bottom.
I got a nice piece of fish in my room.
Girl, you like tilapia? Let me tell you about it real quick. Uh-huh. I just got the fuzzy socks from Bingo with the grippies on the bottom for support.
We gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
The scotch is so old, I had hair when it was brewed.
It might actually put some hair back.
Yeah, let's hope.
And then dessert, cherry pie.
She's my cherry pie.
It might be past the expiration date, but it's still good.
Just like me.
God.
We know best that's just a guideline.
True.
Expiration date's just a guideline.
Yep. That's like when you got all those leftovers and people are just like, I don't think you should. You're just like, fuck that, I'm eating it.
Do you think there's a Tinder for old people?
Probably.
Huh, it's called Gummer.
Oh!
Oh,
fuck
it.
Why, you want to see if your grandparents are in there?
Stop it! Stop it!
They're just holding hands, Luke. Holding hands.
I hate every fucking asshole of you.
Starts with holding hands. I wanna hold your hand.
Oh my God.
What did you think that song was really?
So baby, hold me closer. And
doing my own podcast. Fuck you guys.
It'll just be 20 minutes of Luke going, you guys are assholes and you're fucking disgusting and I hate all of you. Fuck you. This is Luke's podcast, ran by Luke, recorded by Luke, and for Luke by Luke.
And I'm angry.
I'm bad.
I am so bad.
The Angry Luke Hoover Show. Yep.
Next week on Trophies, hey, do you hear how fucking mad Luke was on his podcast? What an idiot.
This podcast is called I'm Tall and You're Not by Luke Hoover. It's just Luke and three other cardboard cutouts of Luke.
And gang's all here.
Right, though?
Wait, why are your cardboard cutouts holding hands, though?
Oh! Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. The self-conscious where I look in the mirror like, yeah, I'm not straight.
But I'd be gay for me.
I'd be gay for me. Yeah, come on.
I mean,
I'd hold my hand, yeah. You know what's happening later.
Jack and Jill.
Went up a hill.
And then they did it.
Oh, incest.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to go bump some uglies.
They never said they're brother and sister.
I always thought they were brother and sister.
It's not implied anywhere in the poem.
Can you stop with your weird incest?
Yeah, okay, like, just because you're hoping for it doesn't make it true.
Yeah, let's stop talking about incest and go back to Luke's grandparents bumping uglies.
Oh, God. Yeah, Steve's writing a fan more fiction, cool. And it's just like, and then the Chinese sex swing was in the corner with the assisted chairlift.
All right.
How did we get here?
It's like, it's one of those nights when you drank way too much and you realize it's way too late and you're gonna feel like dicks in a bag tomorrow, but it's like 5 a.m. and you're sitting there having a small existential crisis by yourself while everyone's just like, this is great! And you're like, how the fuck did we get here?
This is the best! You're saying on the outside, inside, like, dear God, what am I doing? Why can't I stop? Stop outside me, stop!
Can't stop, won't stop. Cause we can't stop.
Yeah, we won't stop.
I feel like this has been a very sing-songy episode.
Gotta take Viagra and have a night. Gotta take Viagra so
I don't know about you, but this is working fine. Old man Marcus over here.
Look, man, sometimes so you know. The salt shaker, you gotta put it in
your got a little taters, you know.
Yeah. This is Grandpa's special stash, so don't touch
it. Exactly, like, this is Grandpa's special salt shaker, so don't use it.
You see all the grandkids with pillows over their laps after dinner, just like, what's going on, guys? Oh, damn it. Wrong salt shaker again.
you walk in.
God dang it, Marjorie!
Crushing it up and like making it into a line and just rails it quick.
It's like, what are you doing?
It gets cool. Bloodstream faster.
It's, like, it's cool. It's Viagra. It's
fine. What? That doesn't make it any better.
The fuck was this Studio 54? Where's the giant moon with the Coke spoon? Like, what? Where are we? And if you're gonna do this shit, can we at least have, like, a solid-ass disco playlist? Can this happen?
They're like, no, because we're gonna bang like it's the roaring 1920s again. Big band era, here we go!
Gonna go down to the malt shop today and get myself malt. It's gonna be fantastic. Gonna go get a new hat at the hat supply store, and then I'm going to go to the cobbler to get my shoes done.
Grab the mustache wax.
Ah, yes.
I was actually just talking about that, because I plan on shaving off the beard and everything after winter, but I was thinking for a week I might, like, grow out the mustache and do, like, the curl-up mustache and everything, just for a week. I said then I could look like an old-timey boxer kind of thing. You could call me Rapid Hands McKellen.
Here's the thing. I think you're addicted to your beard. Okay, this is an intervention. Because you keep saying every now and then, like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it after this time. But then something came up and, you know, I was thinking about shaving off. But now, like, I just don't want to.
Just bring the clippers up now?
Yeah, like, come on. All right, come on. Let's do this. Come on. Just
no, it keeps me warm from the winter, man.
Clean shave.
I can quit it anytime I want.
Yeah. Then start today.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. I'll do it later.
I want to. It's fine.
I do this for me.
Yeah.
I don't hurt anyone. It's for me.
Yeah. But yeah, don't do the curly mustache thing.
Please don't.
Ah! Or I could just be like the evil arch nemesis.
I mean, no.
If you want to look.
Like, well, that conflicts with your. I'm nice, Nick.
Well, that's my evil arch nemesis.
I mean, if you're going to do the curly mustache thing, would you like a flame polyester button up with a chain wallet? You want those too?
Yes.
Cool, we'll get you some Jocos to go with that. And we'll get you like some like lime green Doc Martens. It'll be fucking fat. Make it a kit!
Make it a kit!
That's how Segura says.
Hey, you know, I mean, go big or go home.
Yeah. And then you gotta get you some trip pants, and you gotta talk about how The Matrix is the greatest movie ever made.
I mean, it kinda is. Like, it's really good.
And talk about how like mainstream society sucks and like.
We're actually living in the Matrix.
We are.
No, I already plugged into the Matrix earlier.
He did.
So it's a Matrix with a Matrixception.
Steve got a little VR thing.
Yeah, I did that earlier, and I kept getting pop-up ads, so I have a virus on my matrix.
Can't take pop-up ads for Viagra!
Are you feeling limp? Are you feeling down? Is your libido not looking so great?
Well, get on up!
Get on up!
It's just a thermostat going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down.
In and out.
Do you guys remember, I remember watching it when I was a kid, like, seeing them, like, because they'd have them on, like, late night, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember watching, like, Comedy Central and whatnot, and they would, or Adult Swim, too, they did it on there, too, and they'd be playing, like, Viagra commercials, and, it'd be, like, this really creepy guy, like Bob or something, like, this huge smile on his face the entire time.
That wasn't Viagra, that was, like, the other one.
Was it?
Intra-Cialis, whichever one.
I think it was Cialis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it had that little fucking whistling tune.
Yes. And they're just like, now he's doing great. And
wait,
like,
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I always thought, I'm like, that guy's so creepy because he just had too big of a smile.
I want the memoirs of that guy after he, after he no longer had the commercial endorsement, like. My life just went to a crazy Coke binge. Everyone's just like, you're the hard dick guy, right?
You're the hard dick guy. I couldn't get another job. All I was known as was the hard dick guy.
He went in to go in for the Walter White.
Just like, oh.
Are you the hard dick guy?
Fuck. Just, you like, see, there's an episode where we have him just standing in his underwear, so this isn't going to work out.
This drug has followed me.
So, drugs ruined my life. I didn't even actually take it.
That can happen. I mean, technically, if you get caught with drugs that you haven't taken,
yes,
they could ruin your life and you haven't taken them.
But in this case, it's a perfectly legal drug.
Well, if you're going to jail, you know, you're going to swallow those fucking drugs. At least enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah, just rip open the kilo and face it, like, right there.
Yep.
Or, like,
go to the hospital instead of jail. Like,
you still go to jail after the fucking hospital.
Okay, well, just get another kilo and do it again.
Just keep yourself in the hospital. Here's Luke's logic.
You can't live without the heroin anymore.
Jeez, why don't you just think this through, guys?
Yeah. Eat the entire fucking half pound of mushrooms. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah, you'll forget right away.
You'll
end up on Saturn.
It'd be like, what's your call?
Better than jail.
It'd be like in the one movie, Super Troopers, when he does that. He eats all those mushrooms, like, freaking out, man.
You are freaking out.
You are freaking out, man.
Nope. I'd melt physically. Just, like, half a pound. Like, so. Oh, fuck, cops. Cops, just play cool, man. Wait, what? What do you got? I got a quarter pound of mushrooms, like, in my pocket right now. What the fuck? Eat them. What? Eat all of them, like, right now.
No.
Shit. All right. Cool. I'm gonna eat it.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Like.
Turns out they were Cialis.
We just got a raging heart.
Sitting there, like, sweating with the biggest boner I've ever had. The passenger seat is, like, about to faint.
Officer, it's been more than 4 hours.
Is your friend over there? Fine. And then my eyes are rolling. I'm just, like, fucking bobbing back and forth.
He just really likes the idea of domination, so getting pulled over really turns him on.
Note to self, don't get pulled over with Nick. He's going to make it weird.
What's new?
Or this is just how a porno starts, and the cop's just like, well, there's one way you can get out of this ticket.
Exactly!
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me! Don't hurt me!
Circle fade, no, circle fade, circle fade. Go away, go away!
Nope, bring it back. Star Swipe!
No! We had the Looney Tunes when they would start doing that, and then they're like, never mind. Oh man, speaking of which, did you guys see they're making a Space Jam 2?
They've been saying that for years.
No, but they've actually, like, said they got, like, I think LeBron.
Well, yeah, well, LeBron's been signed on for, like, 3 years now for a sequel. It's like, just do it already.
I'm down.
Oh yeah, like, I'm excited, but just do it! Like,
just Shia LaBeouf it and do it!
Yeah, I think they're trying to do one with, like, a baseball player or something.
No, that was because when they did it with Michael Jordan, he was in his baseball career.
No, that was what they were going to do for, like, the second one or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, they were trying to...
I'm surprised they didn't do that, though. Like, just start bouncing from sport to sport to sport.
Space Jam 12, now with badminton.
There's probably an alternate universe out there where there's, like, a Space Jam 12. They've right? run out of sports.
Space...
Bocce ball!
Cricket! Shuffleboard!
Foosball.
The Bot Stars invade India for cricket.
Oh my God.
They'll never find us here.
Curling!
Oh, God.
Archery!
That sounds dangerous.
I don't even know any of the athletes that would be in this.
Don't you know water polo athletes? What?
I kind of want to see this alternate universe.
Do you really? It would
like Space Jam. Space Jam 35.
I will live there for a day, soaking all the just fucking pop culture that there is with... All the Space Jams are like, okay, I've seen enough.
The only different thing is there's Space Jams.
I never need to do drugs again.
I saw this post on Reddit that somebody put. It was just like, so my son asked me if there is a bat that dresses up like a man in an alternate universe and goes out and fights crime. I was like, all right, whoa, mind blown. Man bat. Actual man bat.
Man bat. What would be his what would be his sidekick?
That would actually be pretty horrifying looking.
Imagine him as a man.
I don't even know because he got like Robin, he got Nightwing, his Batgirl.
She had like Schoolboy.
Schoolboy. Yeah, maybe Schoolboy. But then what about all the villains too? Because then like. What is Joker now? Like, Joker's punchline and...
He's just a card.
It's a big literally card. Just a card. Alice in Wonderland. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, guard cards.
You're late!
Harley Quinn's just an actual doctor now.
Yep.
Actual doctor.
Penguin's an actual penguin.
She's a strong woman that didn't need no Joker, man.
Strong, independent woman.
Clayface is just a regular actor now.
Yeah, he's successful.
Well, apparently, there's gonna be a relationship between Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn.
Right, in the new... They finally finalized the female spinoff with Harley Quinn. And, like.
Yeah, yes. Gotham Sirens, I think it is.
Yeah,
or something
like that, yeah.
Well, there was one in the comics. Like,
that is a comic lore, yeah. Like, yeah. That is a storyline. I hope they do it for real, because whoever playing Poison Ivy making out with Harley Quinn, I'm going to need a minute.
Luke's like, I swear, I just took Cialis.
Literally just a minute. That is all I need.
Luke's going to pull Pee-wee in the theater.
I don't need that. I just need it to be Halloween like that, yeah, because you guys just go.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's going to be fucking Gotham.
You just always wanted to be Halloween.
It's like, yeah. Is it Halloween yet? Can we pull?
Marcus just likes getting weird on Halloween.
No, people just like, it's 76 days till Christmas. I'm like, shut the fuck up. We didn't even hit Halloween yet. Like, get the fuck out of my face. I hate that shit. It's just like, don't you like, I saw this meme that somebody made right after Thanksgiving, and it was fucking Leonardo DiCaprio and Wolf on Wall Street, and he's just like, we're gonna take Christmas, we're gonna ram it down their fucking throats! it's so
accurate.
It's like once fall hits, everything is pumpkin spice, and then after pumpkin spice fades, everything's fucking peppermint. And Christmas, and it's just like, oh man.
See, I haven't had any Rumplemints yet. What is wrong with me?
I
need to go out and get me some good eggnog.
Hey, nerd. Sorry, I love you.
No, I mean like genuine eggnog, like alcoholic eggnog.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but everything.
Beat it, nerd.
It's always just like, like Halloween's done.
It's like every radio station just plays Christmas music. It's like, I just want to fucking hear some Red Hot Chili Peppers or something.
Actually, you know what's very disappointing? I think it got too cold. Dude hasn't been outside lately.
Pussy. Crawford.
It's been great. So wonderful.
I think the one day he was not outside, but I think he was actually in the market because I could like faintly hear him. But I haven't heard him the last couple times, so.
I just want to make really inappropriate Christmas songs and sing them and have like a full-on concert like right there.
It was the night before Christmas.
It was the evening before Christmas. And I was on my duty. Mrs. Claus came through, had to please that booty. Drop the fucking beat!
Would that count as old people sex too, then?
I mean, it depends on which lore we're going with.
It's just true.
Which canon of Christmas, because there's the young Mrs. Claus, there's the old Mrs. Claus.
This is true. This is true.
Folks.
Jesus, I am so pretty.
And with that...
You're like taking a Snapchat and you're like, damn.
Damn, girl!
You hungover as fuck today, but you're still rocking it, man.
Struggling, but still got shit together.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yep. We got his style and profiling. Do we look at someone like garbage? Perhaps. Do we still look good doing it? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the hottest trash around, motherfucker.
Literal dumpster fire.
Burning pile of garbage. Disco Inferno.
You can find me on, me as in Marcus, on Instagram and Twitter at QUEZMAV. And Snapchat is SIRMAV.
I'm Steve. Bye bye.
Burn him. Say no. Something more. Yeah.
All right, fine, boy.
Burn. Sorry, I'm a pyro. I have a problem.
We know.
We know.
You can find me, Luke, at HUKE_LOOVER on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me on Snapchat at HoopLoover, same thing minus the underscore. HoopLoover doing fun stuff.
And you can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter, all under NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. Don't forget to hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at TheTrueTrophies. New episodes dropping every hashtag Trophy Tuesday. Everybody, since this will be the last one before Christmas, have a good Christmas, have a good Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa go to you.
Yes.
Happy holidays. We're all politically correct here.
Have you been listening?
You haven't gathered that much yet.
Merry Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us.
Damn right, drink one for us, damn it.
Drink three for me. All right, everyone.
Fuck. So that's four right there.
You'd be feeling good.
Send us your holiday stories, friends.
Or don't, whatever.
Everyone, have a good Christmas. Have a good any holiday, whatever. Or if you just don't care, have a good week. Have a good day. Have a good life. And we'll catch you next week on Trophy Tuesdays. Peace.